1 in the Gemara on the Beis Amud Aleph. We were masmer yesterday, the machlokis of Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. There's one shot that we need to go back on that we didn't say that you can add to the list that we saw, and that's Rav Hussein Pirshu. I'm not going to say any chidushim or on it, but let's just to finish off. We have to finish off in Rashi. We had a machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. If you wait a lot, whether you're baruch or not. Obviously, yesterday we spent a lot of time with the word baruch. So Rav Hussein Pirshu. So Rashi says that according to his Rabosa, the pshat is tleisa rifte mi pashalanu. What's Rashi emphasizing when he says pashalanu? What?
Regular bread.
Lo biret acharav mishum de lo sava. So they learned a totally different pshat. Rabosa of Rashi learned that what the chiddush over here is that he wasn't soveya from it. So the wild, right? That's how he ate a lot of bread. He wasn't soveya. So mishum de lo sava, he wasn't soveya. Ukraksi v'chat v'salatu v'rachtu v'chat v'yushu v'ni yudoi v'alachas v'dolos. Now, according to this pshat, we come entirely out of the rules of Pasavah v'kisnin. According to this pshat, it has nothing to do with Pasavah v'kisnin, but rather what's at stake over here is simply the issue of whether there was sviya or not. So Rav Huna says that there wasn't enough of sviya. I leave off as a tzarach yud, what is the nekudas hamachlokis between the Rabos Seinu and Rav Nachman? They're arguing about mitzvahs. What happened? Follow what's bothering me? In other words, according... What's that? Right, and was the other sheet? Oh, what everybody else is speaking? Yeah, so, okay, that Rashi doesn't spell out. So Oren is suggesting that Rav Nachman is of the opinion that once you have something that people in generally are soveya from, so even if you're not soveya, then you're going to be chayiv. So then the machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is what happens if you're not soveya, but the robe of the world would be soveya. According to Rav Huna, you're not going to get a berachas hamazon. According to Rav Nachman, you would. Okay, so that's a working shot. Good. Vain and nearly, but Rashi doesn't like this hezver in the machlokis. The less lay Rav Huna. It's a sugya later on Chof HaMebeis that says that we paskin that even if you're not soveya, you get a berachas hamazon. So then you'll be making Rav Huna outside of the halacha that there's a din derabanan that will feel a berachas hamazon even if you eat just the kizayis, even if you're not soveya. So that's what's going on in regards to the halacha. If that's so, then Rav Huna is saying that just because you personally weren't soveya, that's going to be different. The Gemara continues. Rav Yehuda av asikle lebrei bei Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda had his son engaged to the house Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. In those days as well, you were marrying into a certain family. Okay, I saw the kamayu pasavah b'kisnin. They brought a pasavah b'kisnin. Just in one sentence, let me just say that I believe that in a certain part of the religious society today, they make too much of a deal what family you're marrying into, and in the modern side, they don't make enough of a deal of it. As long as you know I and the girl are happy, there's a family that you're getting. Getting another mother and father, and that's a significant thing. On the other hand, you're not only marrying into a family, you're also having to have to foster a special relationship with the girl. So both are true. Both are true. You can't de-emphasize either of them. What's more important? The relationship with the girl herself. That's a double question. But at the end of the day, if you can say, no, the family's not important at all, it is important as well. I said the Kamayim Pasavah, the Kisn, they brought a Pasavah, the Kisn, Kiyasa Shaminu, the Kamavarcha Baruch Hamotzi, heard that they made Hamotzi. Amalu, Mai Tzitzi the Kashamana, I love this expression. Mai Tzitzi, if you get into the Grammin for Purim, it'll be fantastic. This is a fascinating question, expression. Eitan said the guys are a little slow on the Grammin, so there's also something else on off the record that I told Eitan you could ask him as well. It already got its way around. During morning sake, it already got its way around. I wasn't. You weren't supposed to talk about during morning seder. So ma'itzi to the kadosh shabana. So what's this word hamotzi that I'm hearing? Dilma hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Maybe it's hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Amar lei in the sanya Rebbe Mona Amar Rishon Rebbe Yehuda. Tasa babi kisim varchem ale hamotzi. Tasa kisim you make hamotzi. Amar Shmuel halacha ki Rebbe Mona. Shmuel says halacha is like Rebbe Mona. Amar luhu in halacha ki Rebbe Mona. The halacha is like Rebbe Mona that says he's supposed to make a hamotzi. Itmar. Amar lei. Oh, maru da Amar Shmuel lachmanios. So it depends. If you're Kovei Asuda, then it does get Amotzi. But if you're not Kovei Asuda, it doesn't. Shani Asam the Kovei Asuda Sayu Layu. That's only if you're a Kovei Asuda. Avol Hecha the Lo Kovei Asuda Sayu Layu Lo. But if you're not Kovei Asuda, then Aloch is that's only going to get a Mizonos. In such a case, it only gets a Mizonos. Okay, so the Gemara over here said that there was a confusion. He said, tzitzi, tzitzi. He says, what are you doing on making hamotzi for? So the answer is, the Gemara says, he was saying that that's the only time you're going to make hamotzi on these things is going to be when you're Kovei Asuda. And the same thing in regards to Lachmanios. Before we get involved in terms of the definition of Lachmanios, the Yisodos of Lachmanios, v'chulei, v'chulei, Adi asked an excellent question in Seder. That's a question of Pshat. These are the types of questions that I want you to ask as well. Not only to ask Lomdish questions, but to ask questions in Pshat. So he pointed out that he asked the Marashah's Kasha. Let's take a look at the Marashah. The Marashah asks a basic question in Pshat that everybody needs to ask. Says the Marashah like this. Rebbe Mona Amr Shem Yehuda Pasa Bo Dikisa Baruch Alei Motzi. But Amar Shmuel Halacha. And Shmuel said it was Halacha. Now if you notice, in the Gemara they asked this as a question. Amar Lei Im. Disanya, we learned by Rabbi Mani that you make Hamotzi. And Shmuel said Halacha is Kamer Mani. And then they said, Ein Halacha Kamer Mani. Says the Marashah says like this. Wait a second. When we last time we had this statement that you make hamotzi, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that he was Kovei Asuda. Why did the Gemara right off the bat say over here that he was Kovei Asuda? That all the Gemara all of a sudden says, no, Shani Asam the Kovei Asuda Asulai. We already knew about this chiluk already beforehand. Kol Shacherim Kovim Ale Asuda. Why didn't the Gemara introduce this beforehand? That's the Marashah's Kasha. The Marashah says, again, what did the Gemara say? He was immediately critical of them. Might see to the Kashamana. And the Gemara says, no, we're following Rebbe Mona, who says that you do make Amotzi and Pasah Bo Bikisnin. We already got through earlier saying the simple distinction, whether you're Kovei Asuda or not. And there was a whole crisis. There was a whole crisis at this Chasana. Why didn't the Gemara immediately think about this Chiluk between Kovei Asuda or not? The Marashah says it's a great question. And the Marashah says, V'nol Michalei Luk Mibraisa the Rebbe Mona Mikovei Laisa Desai, Kidmukali Yashmuel, Gabi Lachmanios. So the Gemara, for some reason, didn't want to be give us that ukim. Now the truth is, until I sat down with you right now and read it, there's something about learning with Talmidim that was only pshat I had. The Marasha left it off as a ha'ara. You could have given this teretz, and the Gemara didn't. But let's put it back as a tzarachim. Now that we were horrified on the Rashi and Tosas, I think according to some, we might be able to even give a yishuv to the Marasha's kasha. But the most important thing is not to be able to get a yishuv. The most important thing is to notice this when you read the Gemara. What's the big kasha? You should immediately. That's the teretz in the Braisa Rebbe Mona. The simple teretz, the way to be mokim Rebbe Mona is not to say that we're not following Rebbe Mona. It's just to say that the chiluk is whether you were Kovei Asuda or not. And Rebbe Mona was talking about your Kovei Asuda. Just like we said with Ashmuel that he was Kovei Asuda, right? We said upstairs, so too over here as well. Okay. Or downstairs, excuse me. And just like we said downstairs that Shmuel was talking about Yiskovei Asuda, this is Oken Rebbe Mona, we should say Yiskovei Asuda. You should ask the question when you read the Gemara. So, now Rabosai, let's go, of course, to the dramatic discussion in the Tosas. Says Tosos, Rashi has said, Lachmonius is an Oblai. Oblai. Rav Yaakov said in the old French that it's actually, it's silent, the shin. Okay, he knows. So here they say, what are these things? So some want to translate the Lazi Rashi, say it's Vaflin. Yeah, Oblai is Vaflin. Okay, that's how Rashi learned. Says Tosas Veloni here. It doesn't seem to me to be correct. In Cain, Afilu lo kava nami, even if he wasn't Koveya, Livre Hamotzi, you should make a bracha motzi. Shareu lechem gomor, sharei sofa yisa. That's mamish lechem. So this is mamish lechem. If it's mamish lechem, so in such a case, it gets our motzi. What's the proof that's mamish lechem? Because at the end of the day, it ends up like every single type of bread. It's sofo isa. At the end, it ends up like we had in the sugya on that, what was it, Lamaches? We had in Lamaches, that Lamazayin, Amit Bey is going to Lamaches. So over there we had that there's a chiluk between Tchiloso isa, the sofo sufganin. And we ended up either it's Tchiloso isa, sofo sufganin, or so Tchiloso sufganin, sofo isa. At the end of the day, if it ends up as Lechem Gomer, it's Lechem Gomer. So at the end of the day, Tosis claims Bedas Rashi that this also is going to have the status of Lechem. There's nothing here that indicates that this is not a Lechem. Now, I don't know if that's our Vaflim today that we have, our biscuits we have today, but it seems that if you accept Tosis as given, that whatever this old Blayish was, it would have qualified, it looked like Lechem, it Lechura should qualify as Lechem. So Tosis asks, then what in the world is the Chiddush of Shmuel that he says, Lachmonios ma'arvin bohen u'mevarchen le'en amotzi? That's a davar pashut, that Lachmonios gets hamotzi. Even without Kviya Suda, it's a davar pashut. So how could Rashi give the definition over here as oblai? So therefore, Tosis says it's a different pshat. V'nir lefarej dehainu nilish. So he says the pshat is something else. It's talking about nilish. Rabosai, how's nilish made? Anybody know?
Yeah,
Tosos. My Lazi Rashi doesn't have it on this amud. Do we have it in the other amud? My Lazi Rashi does not have it on Gemara. They put it on a spit, right? That's what it seems. Rikiki that put on a barzel sounds like a spit. Something that's put on a skillet, right?
And maybe a waffle maker?
Something like, okay. Something made like a waffle. And therefore, according to Tosos, it doesn't have, it's not Lechem Gomer. That seems to be, would you agree with me? That seems to be very similar to Rabbeinu Yonah's description. What do you say? What? Rashi said so to Rabbeinu Yonah? Who disagrees? Anybody disagrees with that?
The description isn't the description of the food is
I can't hear you.
You're only talking about the food.
Right. No, not the longest. Just what is the food? So let's just see the Maskana Rabbeinu Yonah. We're going to discuss more Rabbeinu Yonah. Well, let's just see how Rabbeinu Yonah spells it out. The Lachmanios Rikikin Dakin. It's something that's very thin. Vinikroin Bilaz Nivlash. There's a slightly different word, right? Nivlash versus Nilash. Umipnesha Bilasa Mitchila Raku Utsruch Lashmienu. It sounds something very similar, like along the lines of what Josh was saying. It sounds like it's some type of waffle, almost like a pancake, although it ends up crunchy in the end. That's the only difference. It ends up crunchy in the end, that's why it sounds like a pancake. But that's what we're talking about, something that doesn't have the same tar left end. It's not a classic case of, it could be, it's Tchiloso Sufganin and Sofo Sufganin. Hence, we have this major chiddush that these lachmanios, this is not lachmanio today. That when you go into a store, don't ask for waffles as lachmaniyot. They're going to give you a regular roll. So that's what lachmaniyot are today. So if you will, Rashi seems to define it as a regular roll. And according to Tosos, it's some type of waffle. So then it's a good chiddush. Then we need a Gemara. Because the Gemara here is saying that on waffles, again, in quotes, we're not talking halacha l'maisa, but on waffles, you come here, so you make hamotzi, kimo b'purim. There's no such thing as consensus. We're already gearing up. So in the Tosis, we have Purim. Beautiful. Miu Rabbeinu Shimshon Pirish, I spoke with Elisha, Bezer Hashem, will have a Seuda like every year. It's always, in many ways, the highlight of the end of this month. Miu Rabbeinu Shimshon Pirish, de'ein levarech alav hamotzi, de'habitimo daisa. Rabbeinu Shimshon says no, that it's mamish considered like cereal that has no tar lechem. You can't even be kovei suda. Even if you're kovei suda, it won't be transformed. So this is the machlokus ostensibly in the words. This is the machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos. We see similar this machlokus between Rashi and Tosfos in the words in Rabbeinu Yona. Obviously, we read part of it, but let's read now the whole Rabbeinu Yona. The Amar of Yehuda Mishmei Dishmo Lachmanios Ma'arvimem. Rov amifarshim omrim shelachmanios hein ke'ein ke'oven. It's like these thick, av means thick, these thick pieces of bread. Seems like now Rashi is no longer just time of difficult cheat. It's rov amifarshim. Because alze amay yitzur chamem and dvarach lem motzi tosis kasha echad chavla shrei poshin of gimen shu pasha losho osim etchila kechol sharisis. Here again, we repeat what we saw before. She also not the fire. She has much bigger document. Grand plans in English. Make sure also make the rakot to flash menu. They have the call of the varcha motzi. Okay. So he says Tosis is chapter. The Talmidim seem to all agree with that reading. Now, Rabbi Sai, you don't? You don't think it's like Tosis?
He says tefillah, so you can say so.
That's a diuk. Okay.
That's a big point.
The Seder. For the record, Michal is Meir, a good point, that he's emphasizing the Tchila as opposed to... Wait. Tchila, Tosas emphasized Sofa. Where did Tosas emphasize Sofa? We're talking in Rashi. What's talking in Tosas?
Here's
the chat, and Mitzis is different. Okay, Rabosai, I still stay. He's making a good point that he emphasized Tchila Soraka. Fair point. Continue on, let's continue on. Oh, you say the Mitzis?
Say, I think
Rabbeinu
is talking more like a pancake
type of thing. And Tosas? He's talking
more of like...
We don't know. Tosas just says Nilush, and we're just relying on the last and Rashi.
I have like a... It's like a Ugat Sevua, and then on that Lamed Ches, on my Gemara, it says Nilush is Nachmanya V'Dakot. It's not so like soft as like a... Not so much like a pancake. It's more like a lava.
Could be... The only difference over here is whether it's brittle or not, right?
Raka, or it's just a lot.
No, it started off as raka. I'm not hearing a difference. Maybe you guys are right. I don't hear a difference between Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosas. V'chiheich, oh now, Rebels, I want to be medayik now. Let's continue on Rabbeinu Yonah. V'chiheich, itinani aslinu basar kvius. Just like when it comes to these rakim. These nivlash. The halacha is you go baser kvius. Hu adinami bepasa bo beknisnin. Avo bishav bepasa bar min mizonos. Hecha de kavala bevarech la motzi begimel brachos. Rabosai. Shat in Rabbeinu Yonah, you glossed over it. My guess is. And he's saying just like kvius suda is going to change the halacha by lachmanios. So too, by Pasa Bobby Kissin, it's going to change the halacha. Right? Who are the Nami? Mistaber. Could you be medayik something in Rabbeinu Yonah? There's the way I read Rabbeinu Yonah, and there's the way Rav Nissen Kaplan Shlita reads Rabbeinu Yonah. In other words, he read it a lot better than I did. There's something interesting in Rabbeinu Yonah over here. Yes, Josh?
Huadinami implies Lachmaniyot is not the same thing.
Exactly. Something fascinating over here. Now, a few guys in Seder pointed out that from Rashi is Mubrach not this way. Because how did Rashi define Pasa Bobikisnin? Rashi, let's look back. On Memalef on the Beis, Mamish used that word of Oblayish.
It says Ke'enu.
Except he said Ke'enu Blayish. But Rashi defined this Ke'enu Blayish. According to Rashi, Pas HaBobi Kisnin and Lachmanias are the exact same thing. By the way, this Renissa Kaplan didn't point out. According to Rashi, it's the same thing. The Talmidim here in the cave and out of the cave made this point. According to Rashi, they're the exact same thing. But Yesh L'dayek B'Rabbeinu Yonah, that Rabbeinu Yonah holds there's Tzvei Dinim. That Rabbeinu Yonah holds that there are two separate things. One is Lachmanios, Kein Ublayish. And the other, I'm sorry, one is Lachmanios. Take back Ublayish. One is Lachmanios. And the other is Pasa Babakisim. And he said, Who Adinami? Okay. Of course, the central issue is not this diuk. Well, maybe it might become central. But what's the central issue in our sugya? Which I is the closest I ever came to canceling Shir. I was about 20 minutes before 12 and I had nothing to das Rashi. Because if I can't be Masbir Rashi, we have to postpone a day and just. And then, Baruch Hashem, I put together some of the things that the Talmidim said to me. It's all the Talmidim, it's not me. And then, I think, Be'ez Hashem, we have a Havana to be Miyashiv Rashi from the attacks of Tosos. And it could very well be the Marashah's Kasha and Reb Nissen Kaplan's Duke and Rabbeinu Yonah eventually might be relevant. I'm going to, Be'ez Hashem, give you over two Mahalchim in our Sugya. One to be Miyashiv Rashi, and the other to contrast to Shitas Rashi. Uchura Tosis' kashas on Rashi are extremely, extremely strong. Tosis' kashas are that at the end of the day, the way Rashi is learning. It's Mamish Lechem Gomor. Oren starting off saying good. But we're going to need a lot of work to be Miyashiv. Aryeh said well in Seder, along the lines of what you're saying. That to be Miyashiv Rashi, we're going to see Be'ezer Hashem, this is the way Aryeh suggested, after they Catholic, Aye transported me back 9 years. I called him Josh, his brother's name. I forgot the. He's already talking like his brother. So Aye started us off, and then Rav Yaakov made the Makabe Patish to finish to say Josh. Luchura Rashi and Tosfos are mamish l'shitasa. How did Rashi define Pasa Bobikism? What did Rashi say Pasa Bobikism? Rashi said, Pas HaBo B'Kisnim is Pas HaBo B'Kisnim. It's bread, but because it's Bo B'Kisnim, the halacha changes. In what way does the halacha change? Halacha changes on two different levels. Number one, the bracha Rishona is a different bracha Rishona because it's dessert. Number one. And number two, the bracha Achrona is not going to be a regular bracha achrona of Birchas Mein Shalosh, even though technically it should be a Mein Shalosh, because he eats a little. Because he ate a little. Let's remind ourselves again. Taisis's Hagdara is no. Taz Hagdara is, it's not just simply the context of how he ate. Taisis holds that because it's a dessert, Taisis Aliba the Taisis Rosh. Because it's a dessert, so therefore, the bread itself is transformed. The bread itself is transformed into a Nayim Metzis, and it's qualitatively an entire different thing. According to Rashi, we're Masbir already beginning of the week. That's qualitatively different.
Clarification.
Yes, clarification.
Rashi, does he say something different about the bread than regular bread?
Did Rashi say the way? No.
Is that
no, the way we're Masber right now is the same. Wait. And we're not learning like the Pnei Yoshua. Rav Yaakov pointed out that there is a very complicated machlokas between Rashi and Tosas on Lamed Zayin of Abay is going to Lamed Ches of Aleph that we could summarize, that we spent a good 2 weeks on, but we could summarize in two sentences. And that is, on Lamed Zayin of Abay, we had a machlokas, and Dibra Maskel Lechem also in Kuta, the Rashi says that since your intention when you make the bread is not to have it as regular bread, you intended to make it just as some type of, Rashi calls tilimudim, second two lines on top, lama chesam and aleph, kinisarim ba'alma, just as this flat board, and you don't intend to give it the Torah lechem. Rashi says, for that reason, because of your kavana, in such a case, it's potter from challah. Of course, challah is lechem. We're assuming now that whatever is chayiv and afroshes challah is a din lechem, and whatever doesn't have a chayiv of afroshes challah does not have a din lechem. That's what we're working with. Obviously, that's oversimplification that we were learning the sefes challah, but fundamentally, it works. In Kainim Advarim, so we're saying like this. When you have something, according to Rashi, your das, even if it's just water and flour, your das could transform whether it's lechem. Taisus holds not that way. What does Taisus hold? Taisus holds that your das is not enough. Tosa says, even if it's triloso, Sufganin v'sofo isa, since his das was sofo isa, we don't care what his original das was. The Chura tells us has a beferish in Mishnah and Chala, and we had a whole complicated rash to be miyashiv shitas Rashi. What came out? That Rashi has a teretz, and Rashi holds that das does affect. Now, again, to really, really understand what Rashi means that das really affects, you need to go over the Rash and Chal, where is it? Mishnah Dalet, Perek Alf, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey, that's all remembered. Wherever it is, it's a whole shtickle Torah, but in one sentence that Shitas Rashi, and in one sentence Tosas disagrees. He holds Das is not going to affect. Now let's put the two together. Maybe what emerges is like this. Rashi holds that Pasa Bobi Kisnin over here on Mem Aleph on the Beis is Einochanami, it's Pas. What changed its status? What was even Mafkia and Alamichia? What was Mafkia was the fact that it was Habobi Kisnin. We have no reason to believe that this fortune cookie, when it was made with all of its tavlinim, came with tavlinim harbe. When it was made with all of its tavlinim, the person who made it intended it to be used for Lechem Mishnah. The person intended to use it on Shabbos morning for challah, right? A fortune cookie, presumably, when it was made as a fortune cookie with tavlinim harbe, with the das, either to put klayos in or to put a fortune in. But at the end of the day, it was made with the intention of Habobi Kisnin. According to Rashi, we know that Rashi Lishitoso holds that the Das is enough to be Mafkiyat Shem Lechem. Even if, as it's Cheftza Shel Lechem, Cheftza Shel Pas, it really should get as Amaitzi. So Rashi Lishitasai, both in the sugya of Pasabo Bikisnin, as well as in the sugya of Tchilasa Isa V'Sofsu Sufganin, Rashi holds in both of them, it's possible to have something that's bread, that the das is going to transform the halacha of the bread. Now, it has to be a certain type of bread. It can't be challah bread. It can't be challah bread. That's not enough. It has to be something that it also has tavlinim harbeh. But if you have a pas haba'a b'kisnin, so then in such a case, Rashi says, even if it's something that could be eaten in the beginning of the Suda, people could eat it. But when it's made, the das is like a fortune cookie to be eaten with klayos, and you see it in the way it's made with tavlinim harbe, that's going to change the halacha. It's going to change its status. And it's going to be b'haraya, it's going to be potter from challah. So too, over here, it's not considered lachem gomur. However, what's Taisis Ishita? Taisis Ishita is in Pasa Babi Kisnin and Chilasu Isa Vesofa Sufganin. Taisis holds no. Taisis holds that has to be something that's miyuchad l'kinuach. It's miyuchad l'kinuach. Even it's designated for a kinuach. So then in such a case, according to Taisis, the halacha is what? The halacha is, it's considered pasav al b'kisim. But if it's not miyuchad l'kinuach, in its identity, in the type of food it's made as. So what happens if you ask, could someone give me an example that might help us a little bit? A fortune cookie is always used as what? A fortune cookie is generally always used as dessert. That's why it's not a great example. Can anybody think of a type of bread that could be used as a dessert? Or it also could be used as a staple. Having a hard time coming up with this.
It's not a dessert of berekas.
It's
not a berekas.
Okay. Svichal, I don't want to say, because Svichal, our Rebbe's Rebbe was very clear. Svichal is no shilas. I might say. So I don't want to say that. What?
Puff pastry.
Croissants, okay. So a puff pastry. So according to Tosvos, it's not necessarily, if it's something, I think berekas is even better. Berekas is something that by nature isn't something that's likinuach. It's not something by nature that's michael is muat. So for Tosfos, that by definition doesn't become pasabah b'kisnin. According to Rashi, it does. If your das is, by making it with tavlinim harbe, is to make it as something that comes bekisnin, then that's enough to change the status. In Kenim Advarim, then we have an issue of Tosfos. We have an issue of Tosfos as Kasha, and Rashi and Tosfos are Lushni Tasa. According, I got finished this before you clarify. I didn't say. According to Rashi, the halacha is that we look at lachmanios as being the exact same thing as pasabo b'kisnin. And Rashi's not worried about that in the chefetz, it's still considered lechem gomor. Because Rashi holds that the context is going to transform whether it's habo b'kisnin or pas. That's what Rashi held when it came to the Bracha Rishona. Rashi said that if it's pas haba b'kisnin, so then in such a case, even if it's betoch ha-suda, according to Rashi, it's going to get a separate bracha. Why? If it wasn't haba b'kisnin, it could be like a bereka. It's considered as mamish something that's part of the suda. Mamish a bereka, it's betoch ha-suda. On the other hand, if it's habo b'kisnin and it's made b'tavlin in harbe, it's the same bereka, and that's not enough. Tavlin in harbe, mechitesi tavlin in harbe changes the halacha of whether it's lechem or not. Can you point to me in a Mishnah in Challah or a Mishnah in Brachos that says if you add a little bit of spices, it changes the halacha? It's regular lechem. That's Taisus is taina. It's regular lechem. So what's the answer? The answer is, you're right and you're wrong, Tosfos. You Tosfos will hold that a das and afiyah is not going to change the status. It's lechem gomor. Lechem gomor, like Tosfos is taima. So what's going on over here? According to Tosfos, we're talking about something that's a kinuach ba'alma. And if it's not a kinuach ba'alma, it's lechem gomor. Tosfos in Ella, according to the Rosh, said it was only something that's Michael is mut. According to Rashi, it was lechem. You just ate a little. But because your das transforms the status of a lechem, so the Tavlinim Harbe are a simen. That this pas habobikisn is different. That this is a pas habobikisn. It's a simen that it's something that you eat together with something else. If that's so, then according to Rashi, there's no difference between lachmonios and pas habobikisn. Rashi gives it the exact same agdara. It's a linish. But Tosfos disagree with Rashi's Hagdara there, and Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's Hagdara here, because Tosfos says of Leibnish is not enough, of Leibnish is Lechem Gomor. And Rashi would agree with Tosfos. You're right, says Rashi, if you're going to eat a lot, then ain't a chanami. Then it could very well be that you're going to eat an Alam Yechil. Because it's much the same thing as a pas. You would have to say Berachas Mayim Shalish. The only reason that it's transformed is because the fellow's das.
Why?
Because
on Mazon?
What? Mayim Shalish. Without being Koveh Suda. Without being Koveh Suda. It wasn't. Rabosai, this is one of the biggest chidushim we've said all year. It's a big chidush. But we shouldn't be, look, it was not a coincidence that Nefesh HaChaim today told us the godless of a chidush. I have to say, I'm a little bit bothered on two different levels. Number one, that I didn't see any of the Gedolei Achronim say it. No one talks, no one's Miyah. I didn't see anybody really be Miyashiv Rashi. Anybody look around? I didn't see anybody. Yeah, it's a tremendous mitzvah for us to be Miyashiv Rashi. The other thing I'm bothered by is that no one says what we said. I didn't see anybody say what we say. But on the other hand, we have a responsibility to try to say Rashi. How can Tosis's kasha is so strong? So do we need to develop a big chidush? Well, it's big on the one hand. We're saying a lot, the Das Rashi. On the other hand, we're just putting two shitas of Rashi together. But it's assuming the way we read Rashi and Memal from the base is correct. If you don't read the Rashi the way we said on the base, if you read like the Peneshu, it's nothing to talk about. But if the way we read Rashi and Memal from the base is correct, then this could be the Omek B'divrei Rashi. For those of you who came into the shir recently with this style of chiddush is a little bit new to you, you have to think about it. You have to harp upon it. Everybody has to harp upon it and decide whether it's right or wrong. But this is a little bit more than the standard in the sense that we're putting together two things and we're trying to suggest that the two svaras come together to be miyashiv Rashi against Tosfos. And then, and this Arya said the Pemole, it's beautiful that Tosfos is losing Tosfos. This is 100% more. This, I don't think, ain't a mile of fact thing. According to Tosfos Harosh, who says, you know why Pasa Bobikisnin is going to get a bracha of Neatzma? Is because it's Lekinuach. So the only reason something's Pasa Bobikisnin is because it's a totally different item. So when Tosfos hears Rashi talking about a Bayush, Tosfos, wait a second, it's Lechem Gomor. I made a new cheftza of Pasa Bobikisnin. You're talking about Lachmaniot, the Hebrew Lachmaniot, rolls. What's going on? It's Mamish rolls. I'm talking about dessert bread. And you're talking about regular bread. How are you, Rashi? So that's Tosfos Lashitasa. That's Borer. Had it be Miyashiv. In other words, according to Tosfos Rashi, it's Mamish Lashitasa. And again, we thought that that's the pshat in the Tosfos and the Dibur Maskalela, so it fit beautifully. That, what Aryeh said, is 100% correct. Whether we could go further and connect the two Rashis and say that Rashi is holding that just like when it comes to Tchulasa, Yisav, Vesof, Vesufganin, Das is Koveya, whether it has a din Lechem, vis-a-vis Chala, and so too, whether it has a din of Lechem, vis-a-vis Pasav Abekisnin, so that you need to be Amel on. That you need to decide. But first you got to be Amel on the Svara, and then decide whether it's whether it's correct or not. Let's hear the ha'aros. First, there were some clarifications. Adi, go ahead.
Seeing as a sound, like it's dependent upon us explaining that if you put in a lot of spices, it doesn't change at all the dish you're dealing
correct.
With.
Correct. The Pnei Yoshua assume not that way. I'll tell you what I'm bothered by. There's no Makar in Halacha that I'm aware of, and that's that undermines everything no Makar in Halacha. Okay. So there's no Makar in Halacha that I'm aware of that says if you add spices, it's going to change the Halacha. Basar in vegetable soup, that will change the Halacha. But this, maybe tasty changes the Halacha.
So what's the reason why...
Especially going to the 40s, the Ramah says that if you...
Oh, wait. You're talking about Pasav of the Kisna Halacha L'maisa? That's based on the Shita Saram that I didn't get to yet. He's 100% right. Mordechai Yaakov is right that our heads have been so deep in Gemara Ashikosas is that we've been entirely ignoring the Shitas HaRambam that says that simply made peros makes it pasav avikisna. You're 100% right. And I haven't totally ignored it because we haven't gotten to the Rambam yet. I'm being Mazmir Gemara Rashi Taisis. So am I being totally biased? I'm being Mazmir Ashkenazim? Yes. The Beis Yosef was also a little biased. He chose 3 pieces. He said he's going to make a Bezdin. What was his Bezdin? Who's his Bezdin? The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush. So you already set it up that the Sfaradim are all gonna win, right? Like Shas is good. So he, I'm just joking. So the Beis Yosef, I'm just teasing. But 100%, we're gonna have to discuss the Shitas. So Mordechai Yaakov is 100% correct. And when I'm saying lahalacha, I'm saying lahalacha according to Rashi and Tosfos. Nachal. But I'm challenging you within Rashi and Tosfos. Yes.
I have a question on Tosfos. So how do they define anything being kaveh suda at all? The only definition of Tosfos is that if it's an isa and you make a motzi, so what does it matter? If
Bezer Hashem, the second mahalach that I want to get to is going to be mazbir that as well. Okay. Then, I don't know if it's the only hesber, but it's going to be a hesber. We're supposed to have a lot to do still. Right. Let's give everybody else a chance. Avram.
According to Rashi, that we said it's das when you make the food. Why would kovei asuda change the bracha? If it's das when I make the food.
No, there's bazundara halacha. There's a separate halacha that says that when you kovei asuda, the kvius makes it. It removes the habobi kisna part. Once I'm koveya, it comes back, afuch. This is exactly what, it's the antithesis of what Oren said. Dahainu. They'll just flesh out. According to Rashi, when you're koveya su'uda, what does Rashi say you're doing? You're removing the context of habobi kisnin. Once you remove the context of habobi kisnin, it's regular pas. According to Tosfos, when you're koveya su'uda, you're taking something that's a heftza of bobi kisnin, and by being Koveya Su'uda, the trumps the fact that it wasn't designed as a lechem. In other words, according to Tosfos, you could take something. By the way, we might have a different mahalach as well, but according to this is the basic way, and it's l'chura the pashtus, that you're taking something that is a dessert bread, and you're saying, I'm not interested in having it as a dessert bread, I'm interested in having it as a regular bread. Once I'm interested in having it as a regular bread, so then I have the ability. Now, I can't turn a piece of chicken into regular bread, but I can turn something that has flour and water, and just because the Rambam put a little bit of apple juice inside of it, that's not going to change. Be'ezer Hashem, I have to spend time more to Chayakov and that Shita. And I'm intentionally leaving it, because in Rashi and Taisis, Lenevi's idea, it's not relevant at all. It happens to be that there are some people, I think, that confuse the Shitas Rashi with the Shitas Arapa. But that's why I haven't discussed it, but you're 100% right. Yes, Michal.
When you're quoting the Rashi, we sent here on Lama Zion and Vez, the Rashi was never...
There's a photocopy.
The Rashi is never talking about... was never talking about Tila Sugunim with Sofo Iso. He's only talking about Tila of Iso with Sofo Sugunim. And
So that's a very technical question.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. You're completely switching.
Michal, I'm willing to fight until the death after midnight. It's not relevant. It's not relevant to us here.
It is. You made it.
No. What do I mean? It's not relevant. I mean it's not relevant. You've lost everybody and half of me. So maybe half of me you still have, but you've lost everybody else already. The Seder is not for sure, but to fight out with the Rebbe for sure. But you can shlug me up in shir on some that other people are going to have hanah that you shlug me up on. But if they're not going to even have hanah that you shlug me up on, it's tavah. Okay. Let's go. No, good. You're asking, it sounds like good to me. But the same thing, I didn't want to discuss what Yisroel was asking yesterday. So I told him it was a good question. So there's that, then Rabban Kord, I didn't even hear him straight. It wasn't a good question. It's fine. He made other great points. So every once in a while, you know, if it's not relevant to everybody and it's not on the agenda to discuss, we're not going to get any tolls. From it'll be my pleasure to try to fight with you till the death in Seder. Okay, Rabosai, I want to go back and make one more point. Here we go like this, Rabosai. We were medayik that Rashi holds that there's no difference between Pas HaBavi Kisnin and Lachmanis. I'd like to now analyze whether that Lomdus is correct according to Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. Could anybody tell me, and then you'll see Rav Nissen Kaplan, wow, he does amazing stuff with this. Whether it's Muska, he himself is Maska, it's not Muska Ma'alacha, but in the Neu Bei Gemara Rashi Tosfos, this is an amazing shir. Why photocopy in front of you? Rabosai, we were Maz Birashi Lishitoso against Tosos, and we pointed out the obvious, and that is that Rashi holds that there's no difference between Pasa Bobikistin and Achmanios, and they're based on the same Svara. What's the same Svara? The idea that even if it's Lechem, if it's Bobikistin, the halacha is going to be changed. And that's why Rashi is not phased with calling Lachmanios Mamish Lachmanios and Lechem Gomor. I hope that last one was a summary. Do Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosas agree with that definition of Pasah Bavikistin and Lachmanios? The answer is, in our Diyukim, no. What did Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah said, just like the halacha is when it comes to lachmanios, if you're koveya seuda, the halacha changes. So too, pasah bavikistin. Does that lashon make sense? But omek hadavar aliba de Rashi. No, according to Rashi, they're the exact same thing. Pasah bavikistin and lachmanios are mamish the exact same thing. You wouldn't say who I did not mean. Rashi used the exact same word, ublayush and kein ublayush. L'chura, there's no difference kein ublayush. Talmidim sorry to hak. Maybe there's a difference kein ublayush. It's still the darg of hak. It's nothing more than that. It's ublayush. It's almazach. L'chura. If that's so, it's good. Kein madvarim. There's something fundamental here now that's going on. Tosis is not accepted. Tosis is holding up their two separate things. So everything we said to be Miyashim and Rashi, aside from Rashi and Tosis Lishi Tosam, and what the definition of Pasah Bobikistin is, there's another issue at play. And that is whether the Lachmanios are the same thing as Pasah Bobikistin or not. According to Rashi, yes, as we were Mazbir Baha'arocha with an Aleph, Bedas Rashi, and according to Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos, no. And it's no coincidence that Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos explain Lachmanios differently than they explain Pasah Bavikistin. Two different things. Says Rav Nissen Kaplan, Kenim Advarim, then I have another diuk that could be made. Rav Nissen Kaplan didn't connect this to Rashi at all. That's our Hosafa to Olma Torah. But he says, I have another amazing view. Rabosai, what is a half of the view? You'll follow him inside. What does it say in the Gemara in regards to Koveya Seuda by Pasah Bavikistin? Who's Koveya Seuda? Where was the first time the Gemara brought up Kviya Seuda? Beautiful. Four lines from the top. Kol she'acherim kovim alav suda. If acherim are kovei suda, then the bracha is going to change by possible b'kishim. What did the Gemara say ultimately in Shmuel? Dekava suudase ilavayu. If you are kovei suuda. Now, if you learn like Rashi that they're the exact same thing, then there's no deal. But it leaves open, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos, that there's two halachas. There's Lachmanios, and then there's Tasa Bodikisnin. Ravisson Kaplan suggests that when it comes to Tasa Bodikisnin, then it depends on whether other people are Koveya Suuda. When it comes to Lachmanios, it depends on whether you're Koveya Suuda. Now, I have to say, all of his Diyukim and Chidushim, I'm not sure I'm convinced are right. But it fits in beautifully, the construct fits in beautifully in terms of what we're developing and the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Now take a look at the photocopy that you have in front of you, where he says the following. He says, V'anira, D'cholub din kviyus hanemar b'pasabo b'kisnin, mehach dinu din kviyus hanemar l'gab b'lachmanios. Dine hodin is bad the possible kiss him off of Kashir Shahirim Kamal Suda Varhamotzi. Viloach al Kashir Vark Minim Zonos. What's the pshat? So he quotes the Beis Yosef. Now leave aside the Beis Yosef. We're going to do this Beis Yosef. I think Yaakov Mordechai, the right place to do the Beis Yosef is when discussing the Shita as Haramba. That makes a lot of sense, right? Umevur mitvarav, the pass habobi kisnin. Husug lechem she'ein regilus lekvod of suuda. Umishum achi em uvarch al motzi. I would like to add, that's exactly the way the cave was masbir shitas tosfos. That what is pasav of a kislin? It's a type of bread that is only used for dessert. Only used for dessert. It's lekinuach. Ma she'ein kein. Bahanach lachmanios rakos. What about these lachmanios rakos? Hareim lechem gomur. Even Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah agree it's lechem gomur. Elamishum de leslu teresa de nahama. But it doesn't have the shape of bread. But it's mamish bread. Dessert bread is filled with all types of stuff that people would all, it's so sweet, right? Usually the dessert some people feel, except if you have a really sweet tooth like me. Most people feel that the dessert almost sometimes gets too sweet. But that's the tafkin, to make the dessert very sweet. No one would think that it's considered bread. You never think it's considered bread. What about these crackers? These crackers, they don't resemble dessert at all. Then why doesn't it get a Hamotzi, according to Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. The reason why it doesn't get Hamotzi is because it doesn't have the Torah left, it doesn't have the shape of bread. Shabbos gets at the core of crackers today. It doesn't have the shape of bread. Says Rav Nissen Kaplan, based on this, I could be Mazbir, the chiluk between Lachmanios and Pasav HaBikisn and Lashon HaGemara. If we're talking about something that's dessert bread, how do we decide whether it ever gets Hamotzi? The only way you're going to say it gets Hamotzi is not because you have one Meshugana that says that he's going to eat his bread. He's not normal. That's not normal. If you have one Meshugana in such a case, that's not going to transform the halacha. So hence it's dependent on whether Acherim are Kovei Alav Suda. Is it so satiating? And is it so... the best way to describe it in English, is it missing the sweetness so much that it could be exchanged with bread? So then in such a case, if Acherim are Kovei Suda, that's going to be enough. V'amevin yavin, this is going to be halacha l'maisa when you go back on the airplane and you're given a mezonos roll. Right? My great story with Rav Lichtenstein about the mezonos roll. So in such a case, people, it's normal for people to be Kovei Suda. No one notices. This is not dessert bread. Oh, but when we're talking about lachmanios that are what? It's mamish dough and flour. It's dough and water. What do you have, flour and water? What do you have? It's just the shape. So it happens to be that it won't sell well in a bakery. It won't sell well in a bakery. It's not choshev. It's lechem oni. But at the end of the day, if you decide that you want to eat it as lechem, oh, so that's why in the Gemara says it's dependent on him being koveya seuda. Shmak. So Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosis are fundamentally disagreeing, and we're pointing out, Rav Nissen Kaplan, we have a new letter for your sefer, a whole new couple paragraphs. But Rashi rejects all this, Haliba l'shitasai. Rashi's entirely rejecting all this, as Rav Yaakov and Aryeh were masbir beforehand. According to the previous Ezer. So the one difference in huadinami, Rashi would never say huadinami. According to Rashi, it's the same yisoid. But according to Tosas and Rabbeinu Yonah, it's mamish two different things. In Kainim Advarim, I finish off with a gushmak v'mevin yav that I only realized when I sat down with you. And that is, the Maharsha's kasha falls away according to this approach. I only realized when I looked at your holy faces. Maharsha's kasha falls away according to this. Rabosai, let's be Masik Shmaitz Aliba the Hilchasa, and let me share it with you. It's not enough just to do not longus, we need to know the Halacha L'maisa as well. So let's now take a look at a very important Magen Avram. Unfortunately, and I say I mamish mean unfortunately, when I was younger, my Rabbein did not teach me Mishneh Berurah. So I do not have, unfortunately, the gears of the Ankhis of Mishneh Berurah. I still have a responsibility to know it. Especially, the reason I didn't is because most of my growth in Tarvidas, I was like Shana Aleph. So there they were teaching me basic Shana Aleph things. And then I moved to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, and Rav Soloveitchik would disagree with Shulchan Aruch. Forget about Mishneh Berurah. The times Rav Soloveitchik passed against Rabbi Reichman says that Rav Soloveitchik used to say his psak needs to be tempered by Shulchan Aruch. So totally different Messiah than we have from Rav Nevin Soloveitchik Shulchan Zahm. So Baruch Hashem and Azorcha to make Aliyah. I realized that the tradition in Halacha, and I felt I never got a Messiah in Halacha, even from my great Rabbi Rav Shechter, who taught me how to look at the Chosnida. Rabbi Shechter taught me the breadth of all of Shas. By the way, Rav Shechter is coming on Sunday. He'll be giving shir on Sunday. But a Masaira in Halacha I never got, because Rav Soloveitchik ran away from Halacha. He was Boreach from Halacha L'maisa. People used to ask Rav Soloveitchik, what should you do? Or what do you do? And Rav Soloveitchik used to snap back at them and used to say, it's none of your business what I do. So they didn't get any tradition in Halacha from the Rav Zatzal. But the Rav taught us how to read Gemara. There was no one in the world who read Gemara like Rav Soloveitchik. No one. So we have a tradition there, but we don't have, in my opinion, for me, I'm not talking about anybody else, for me, my tradition, Allah, Baruch Hashem, Azochet, to come, Kimitzion Tevzei Sarah from Rav Nevin. So I have to tell you that there are times I wasn't taught younger, when I was younger, Mamish from the Mishneh Berurah. I was taught you learn up the Sugya, v'chulei, v'chulei. So I don't know Mishneh Berurah, and I looked quickly, I didn't see the Mishneh Berurah quote this, but I will share with you what Rav Braunschweig felt was important in Halacha L'maisa that emerges from our sugya. Magen Avram in Sif Katan Yud Gimel comments based on our Tosfos. What happens if you sit down, this happens often, you sit down and you have a little bit of pasa b'kisnin, and then you have a whole meal. And you have, you know, when this comes up often, Rav Braunschweig used to emphasize, this comes up often at a kiddush, right? They have a gala kiddush, and this one's a real gala. They have some cake, and then they have mamish, a whole meal, sholem, kugel, everything. So says the Magen Avraham in Sifkot Katan Yud Gimel, nearly. I didn't find where the Mishneh Berurah mentions this in the Mishneh Berurah. Afal pisha achal imo basu udvar mecherim ve'elu ilu achal vad lo yisav menu afilu hachi mevarech hamotzi v'gimel brachos. In such a case, even if you don't have a shear, says the Magen Avraham, you're going to make a hamotzi. Now Rav Braunschweig said, therefore you have to be careful at a kiddush. that if you eat a lot at a kiddush with a little bit of cake, it's mitstarev to the shir and you're chayiv in benching. And that's what Rabbi Shmuel told us lahalacha. And then he points out, just for the bonus of iyun and halacha coming together, right, it doesn't have to be that you put it on top. It doesn't have to be that you put the challenge on top of the cracker. Even if you didn't, by just simply eating them as well, one of the Talmidim was under the impression that you have to eat them mamish at the same bite. Could be. This is how I'm telling you what the Magen Avraham says. Wait. Slow. I'm just teaching you what the Magen Avraham said and what my Rabbeim taught. And I just want to show you Gishmak. V'chei mashmak tzas b'tosos. And also it's mashma in this way with Tosos. In other words, it comes from our Tosos. Shekosvu gabe lachmanios. Im kavu alayv kumo bepurim. The Magen Avraham understands that these lachmanios, he didn't eat b'shir. So what's Tosos saying? Our Tosos is saying that it combines for a shir. Now some of the Talmidim are telling me that there are other tshuvas from other poskim. That what?
That you have to have at least
it's
four.
It's in B'yitzchak Yukare?
I don't know, but it's called.
Wait, first of all, let's just before we quote, what do you have written in front of you? You have something written in front of you? Are you quoting something that's written? I'm definitely open to hear what you have to say. But one, okay. So this is what the Magen Avraham says, and the Chura one has to be kosher. Yes, what do you want to add?
You have to have at least four kibbutz of the pasuk of the kiss itself.
Isn't that what the shir is? I don't know.
This is Magen Avraham that you have to eat it all together. But most poskim would say that they don't learn.
What does it mean together?
You have to eat it like a wrapped up.
Where is this Rav Shlomo Zalman?
Okay.
If Rav Shlomo Zalman's that's our Messiah for sure. If Rav Shlomo Zalman said it needs to be contended with, it's definitely not the Pashtus of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, what was Magen Avraham's right? Our Tosas by Purim Suda. What does it mean by Purim Suda? That you had a little bit of this and a lot of wine and then a little bit of those things and it all joins together. By the way, the Chazon Ish adds one more thing. By the way, we have to talk about drinking on Purim. The Chazon Ish, really, all seriousness. The Chazon Ish says, but if you had the mezonos afterwards, halacha might be different. We're talking about when you start off exactly the way we're around to be little toy. If you have a kiddush, then you have a mezonos afterwards. If the other things, they're all going to be mitzdarev. One should be choshish for it. I would argue as well, even though we definitely follow, and that's my follow. I try to follow the pesachim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Nevertheless, here is a case where if Rav Shlomo Zalman is such a big kiddush that the Magen Avraham, the pashas of Magen Avraham is this way, we wouldn't be going against Rav Shlomo Zalman to be machmir for this. Right? In other words, to be careful not to eat a shiur sviya that would be mitzarif with a pasabah because we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful not to be cholek on it. Any of the psalms. Okay, Rabosai, this is the halacha lemaisa that emerges from this Magen Avraham. We have to find out. Oh, it's right here. At what time is it? If people are waiting for milk, I can't hold it back. What? But by the way, it's interesting. From Neven Sal, I never heard this. I never heard this from Neven Sal, but you want to show me where is Nefel Kubos Eizvainu? I don't know, where are you pointing? Read the words out loud. I don't know where you're pointing. To me, I'm not familiar with it. Yes, no one has any.